situation is moving from humanitarian crisis to a catastrophe very, very quickly, especially as the military operation in the south has resumed as of Friday morning. Hundreds of people were reported killed. At least 60,000 people have come to UNRWA shelters, which are already overcrowded. We're hosting more than 1.2 million people in these shelters, and we are overwhelmed ourselves. The latest information indicates that at least 130 of our colleagues, UNRWA colleagues, have been killed since the war began.
As you mentioned, the resumption of the latest military operations, are you able to deliver any humanitarian assistance at all?
Yes, we continue to be on the ground. We continue to deliver the very little assistance that we have. Our supplies are running out very fast also because of restrictions on the deliveries of assistance into Gaza. And so we need more supplies. But most of all, we need for this to come to an end and for a humanitarian ceasefire as soon as possible.
I'm reading here that access to water is limited. Is that the situation also?
Yes, that's right. Water is not very much available in many parts of Gaza, especially in the south. Water is anyway in short supply, and now with more people moving to the south, the resources, including water resources, are stretched to the limit.
The Israeli military had told these people to move south. So where do you think they can go now?
But that's exactly the thing. Where do people go now? They have already moved to the south. The south is now being bombed. People are moving from one area in the south to another, very, very close to the Egyptian border. People have nowhere to go. They're absolutely terrified and they have no place to go. This has got to come to an end. It is time for a long-term humanitarian ceasefire. We are asking the Israeli authorities to reopen the crossings that the United Nations used to use before the war began, so that there will be a flow, a steady flow of humanitarian supplies coming into Gaza for UNRWA to be able to respond to the huge humanitarian needs on the ground.